No, that is not really true. What is true is that we submitted our budget for the general elections for the 2015-2016 general elections. And government was able to give us a substantial part of that budget. There is a balance that we required and we require, which we haven't yet got, which we are hopeful that we will get, because government has always funded this election. But how the media picked it and how it presented it to the local media here is quite different.
Are you confident that you are going to get the full budgeted money that you requested from government in order to enable the Electoral Commission to do its work, that is, to administer elections in Uganda?
That is very true. I am very confident that government will give us this money and will organize these elections. Because what you may need to know, Peter, is that when we organized and launched our roadmap, we requested funding in three different financial years. So each financial year, we outlined the key activities we'll be undertaking in preparation for the general elections, and we attached the cost implications. And throughout the process and the period, government has been giving us that money, and we are hopeful government is going to give us the top up, and we hold the election. Nobody should get worried about not holding elections.
How much money are we talking about here that the government needs to top up in order to meet the requirement of the Electoral Commission?
No, we require about 70 billion. 70 billion Uganda shillings. But government has already given us about 202 billion. So if it is able to give us 202 billion, I don't see how it can fail to give us 70 billion.
There have been issues that some parties have raised about the authenticity of the voters' register or voters' roll that will be used for the election. Will the Electoral Commission compile a new one, or the old one will still be used for the election?
We are in the process of updating our voters' register. So what we did is that we recently did the country undertook enrollment of its citizens for purposes of issuance of the national ID. And we started with people who were 16 years and above. And the reason was that those who were 16 years and above, by 2016, they would be 18 years. So we have collected data, the biometric data, from the data bank of that registration exercise. And it is that data that we have put out there to make sure that people are certain, and more so register new people who are not on the register. So we are updating our register to get a newly updated register that reflects the exact number of the voters in the country.
So what assurances will you give to Ugandans who will want to go and vote about this report that some people are expressing concern about, that could undermine the work of the Electoral Commission for being effective administrators of the next coming election?
No, there is no undermining at all. Ugandans should be very confident and should be very happy that for the first time, Electoral Commission is going to use a biometric voters register where it won't be possible for anybody to vote twice, where it won't be easy for anybody to impersonate another voter. So we hope to get a clean voting process because of the biometric voters register. I think Ugandans should be proud of that rather than worried.